This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. More updates about the Jesus statue in Montana facing legal action from the atheist.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. First, to start off this broadcast, because we're on a number of stations in the Colorado area, and as Christians, as American people, we are deeply saddened by what we woke up to. Many of us did this morning in our offices across the country, our production team, our team here that's on radio with me and our students in Washington, D.C., to see what happened to at this movie theater in Aurora, this horrific tragedy where we know 12 people have been killed, at least 50 more injured, maybe members of our armed forces, as well as four people we know for sure that are in critical condition. Our prayers go out to the families, the victims, those who know people who may have been caught up in what is a massacre by what appears to be someone who, an individual acting who's rigged his apartment with bombs, a someone who's got real problems, and has taken them out on individuals at a movie screening. I know a lot of people on our team were very excited about going to see, and it's certainly darkened the day and darkened much of the discussion. If you've been watching the news, I know it's tough when you hear about these tragedies, because we all go to movie theaters, and it could be any of us anywhere. This is a, you know, suburban Denver, Colorado. I know we're on a number of stations in the area. They're listening to us right now. And I just want you to know, as we continue our discussion today with what the work that we're doing at the American Center for Law and Justice, our prayers are with you. We encourage others around. I hope I'm not the first person telling you about this news and shocking you in any way. I doubt that. But if I am, there were, again, 12 people that were killed in a movie theater showing the new Batman movie last night, the midnight showing, but pretty late for most of us on the East Coast. We woke up to it this morning. President Obama has issued statements, as well as Governor Romney. Folks, again, our prayers with those who were killed and who are injured, young people, very young people as well. So, again, if we get any updates while we're on the show, we will bring them to you. We're going to be taking your phone calls today, 1-800-684-3110, continuing our discussion about the Montana Jesus statue, that statue facing now legal action from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a foundation that wants to rip the statue down. As one World War II veteran said, if you rip this statue down, it would be like tearing me down. He's 91 years old. We are actually specifically mentioned in the brief from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The brief actually talks about the American Center for Law and Justice submitting 70,000 names in support of the Montana Jesus statue. That was during round one. That was the administrative proceeding. We saved the Jesus statue there. This World War II memorial has been there since 1953 without complaint until 2011. But now it's facing federal court action. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a federal lawsuit. We're working with Congressman Rayburg in Montana, and we'll be filing a brief. They mentioned the 70,000 ACLJ submissions, 70,000 of you who said, yes, I support this statue, in their brief. I want to make sure that on our brief, we double that to 150,000 or more. And I just want to remind you, the entire membership of the Freedom From Religion Foundation is 17,500 people. So I think by the end of this weekend, we can have that many people on this brief. If you call right now, 877-989-2255, let me ask you this. Will you stand with this World War II memorial? Will you stand with protecting the statue of Jesus, which is based on, of course, what those who were fighting on the European front during World War II saw in the mountains of Italy, which is where this division that was specifically honored by this memorial and memorialized by this was fighting, where they saw these statues. Will you stand with us? Will you join our brief and tell the atheist groups we're going to be fighting back? And you thought it was a lot when there were 70,000 of us? What about when there's 150,000 of us? Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.
It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulo provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo in Washington, D.C. Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, joining me here in our studios. I do want to say again, our prayers going out to, I know we have a lot of listeners in Denver, Colorado, in the Denver area, and Aurora, and the areas that were affected in last night's horrific killing of 12 people, at least 50 others, 4 people in critical condition. As of now, we're giving you the numbers the same as we get from the news. I just want you to know our prayers are there. Everyone looks at this kind of story and realizes this could happen to any of us. As you look at, I've seen the movie theater, the Century Theater on TV right now, and you know, I was planning on going to see the new Batman movie today as well. Like millions of people are willing to do, who may be putting a check on that because of this disturbing event and this disturbing individual. But we all know this can happen to any of us at any time, and doesn't really matter where you live. You can obviously not just sympathize, but really feel for those who were there, and the tragedy that struck in this, what is very, you know, the easiest way to say is it's a massacre. And because of our listeners there, again, I want you to all know we're asking for people to pray. We are going to continue our discussion on what we're doing at the American Center for Law and Justice and the cases that we're working on. But let me just make that clear once again, because we're not immune to what is going on in the country and what you are seeing and hearing in the news as well. We want to update you if you're riding in the car, listening at work, and we will if we get any more information while we're on the show today live. I did want to say this, folks. We are working on the situation involving this Montana Jesus statue. This goes back to 2011. Now, the statue actually goes back to 1953. And the statue's been there. It's a World War II memorial put up by the Knights of Columbus. It was placed there to honor those who were fighting in Europe. They were fighting in areas like northern Italy, where it's not uncommon to see a statue of Jesus, and maybe more of like a Catholic symbol. And specifically, this monument, which is a 6-foot-tall statue of Jesus on a platform, which is on top of a ski resort, which people like, which they use as actually a landmark. They take pictures with, they have fun with it. I mean, certainly not religious for all people, to say the least. It's a meeting point as well. It's meet at the Jesus statue, people say. This statue is in color, too, which is different and unique because it is based on European statues that were seen during the fighting. So it honors specifically the 10th Mountain Division of the military, who was overseas in Europe fighting, and just to make it clear, it's been there since 1953. There have been no complaints that I've ever heard of that we could any of us ever find. And now in 2011, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the group who sings Nothing Fails Like Prayer, the group who sells the Bible a grim fairy tale, the group with their their Bible warning label that says warning in this belief in this book may be hazardous to your health. That group has said that it makes them physically ill, that they have to actually avert. This is from their brief. They have to change their plans and paths to avoid this statue of Jesus. Now, they lost round one because the federal government, the Forest Service, was ready to pull the statue down. Because you get these like long-term leases on federal land, like the ski resort has to run a ski resort. They were ready to tear it down. They were going to take down the Jesus statue, say, no more, you got to take this statue down. People got upset, Congressman Rayburg in Montana. We got involved in the American Center for Law and Justice. And they said, okay, fine, we'll have a public comment period where we're going to allow people to make their own comments. When that happened, the ACLJ submitted 70,000 comments in support of the Jesus statue. Congressman Rayburg submitted 10,000 comments. There were somewhere around 90,000 total. The atheist from Freedom From Religion Foundation, who had the absolute same ability to submit as many comments as they wanted, never came out with a number, but we know it's under 10,000. Now, their entire membership is under 20,000, 17,500 people. They have now decided, because the federal government said, you know what, we're keeping this up. The people want it. It's on, you know, this land. We've given the lease before. They don't seem to have a problem with it, so we're going to renew the lease. Then they sued in federal court. They sued, and they said, oh, you know, this was all these people commenting. That's not what's about the law is about. It's about what's constitutional. I want to make sure that by the end of this weekend, we have more people on our brief than they have members. So if they signed up everybody at the Freedom From Religion Foundation on their brief, we would have more than that in just this weekend. Now, we know our goal is to get to 150,000. I want to double what we had in the public comment period. But by the end of this weekend, I want to have more, and I want to be able to tell you on Monday, more people on this brief than they have members at the Freedom From Religion Foundation, to send a clear message to them, because they are fighting these battles across the country. We're having to pay close attention. And I do want them to know we are paying close attention to you, Freedom From Religion Foundation, and I know many of our members are as well. If you want to add your name to this brief defending this World War II memorial, a memorial that's been there since 1953, a statue of Jesus based on what was in Europe, call now. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number you call. It doesn't cost you anything. And I want to make sure by the end of this weekend, again, we have more people on our brief than Freedom From Religion Foundation has members in the entire country. That would mean that we have 17,501 on the brief already by the end of this weekend. I think we'll have more than that. But you got to pick up your phone to help us get there. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. You know, there have been groups that said, well, wait, why do they get to put up the statue? This is one of the Knights of Columbus directors, Dr. Ray Leopold. I want you to hear what he has to say, because this is what we come across, whether it's a cross in Mount Soledad in the Mojave Desert, the crosses at Camp Pendleton, all of these situations. They say, what about us? What about us? Why don't we get to put up something offensive? That's what they always want to do, right? Something that's offensive to religion. Take a listen, Bite 15.
I've also heard comments, well, what would you think if other groups went up there and put all these other types of statues next to the statue that's up there? Well, if they do that, they're doing it in spite. The statue wasn't put there in spite. It was put there to memorialize the young men from this local area who fought in World War II, you know, the greatest generation.
And that's exactly the point. It's not about spite. It's been there since 1953. It was not the Knights of Columbus sitting there going, let's make the atheists mad in 1953. It wasn't in 1963, 1973, 83, 93, or 2003. It was 2011 when atheists got mad. So the people who put together this statue and those who are being memorialized, like 91-year-old Arnie Funk, those were not people doing this to upset the atheists. There was no discussion even of that. There was not even a controversy. There shouldn't be a controversy. But there is. Why? Because of people like Annie Gaylord, and listen to her. She's from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Bite. Actually, start with Bite 10.
This woman that called me said that it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No, the special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine. And there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
So why is it a sham claim? Everybody's saying it's a war memorial. The documentation says shrine. You can have a shrine to lots of things, including memorials. It doesn't say what specifically everything. It's 1950s we're talking about. The issue wasn't controversial. It was pay the fee. Here you go. She continues. This is the head of Freedom from Religion Foundation, Bite 11.
You can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes Jews and non-Christians and the many atheists in foxholes who fought valiantly during World War II for our country. We want you to get involved. We want you to chime in and say, no, Jesus does not belong on public land.
You know what, folks? I think I wanted you to say the opposite. Okay, so this was Freedom from Religion Foundation's radio broadcast or podcast, whatever they put that out on. And then they said, no, Jesus doesn't belong on public land. You can't have religious war memorials. Do you get what they want, folks? No cross. They won't want the Star of David doesn't include Christians, so you can't really have that either. You can't put a giant one together. They want religion out. They want it tossed out. They'll focus on Jesus. They'll focus on a cross. They focus on under God. So I love how they bring up, oh, what about the Jews and what about everybody and the Muslims? Well, what about the fact that you're also going after under God? Something very benign, to say the least, in our Pledge of Allegiance. Or the National Day of Prayer, which mentions no specific faith whatsoever. But that's so upsetting to you. Folks, they have said to ask people to chime in and say, no, Jesus doesn't belong on public land. What I'm asking you to do is to chime in and say, we're going to save this 1953 memorial to the greatest generation, to those who fought in Europe, to those who gave their life fighting for freedom, and those who came back, who this memorial is so important to. And for the people of Montana who say, we want it as well, it's important to us. It's been an important part of our history. They're actually looking at whether or not it's been there so long, it's historically significant on its own, not even attached to the war, not even attached to World War II, or the fact of its location near this ski resort, that people use it as a gathering place, that people know it as a location. Folks, will you add your name to this brief and send a message to the Freedom from Religion Foundation that we're not going to take this garbage from them, that we're going to fight them out in court, that we'll fight them out in the administrative hearing. They got pounded there, where we put in 70,000 submissions in support of the statue. They mentioned that in their brief. Strength in numbers, folks. Strength by speaking out. Does that tell you whether or not it's important to pick up the phone when we ask you to do so when they're putting it in their own federal court briefs? Call now and add your name to our brief. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's make sure we have more people on this brief than they have members by the end of this weekend. That's 17,501. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom from Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before. before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the to Jay Secchio Live, folks. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I will take some phone calls. Again, if you're just joining us, I wanted to make it clear for everyone who is listening now. We have a lot of radio stations that are broadcasting us live as we speak in the Denver, Colorado area near Aurora, where, as I'm sure most of you have heard, if not all of you, and I'm sorry if I'm breaking this news to you first, I don't want it to be shocking that 12 people were killed in a movie theater watching the premiere of the new Batman movie. And last night, one of those midnight showings, 12 people killed, I think 38 people injured, 4 people in critical condition, explosives found at the person who perpetrated this at their apartment. They basically rigged it. They're still alive and in custody. Seems like a lone wolf kind of situation. Someone probably has a lot of problems on their hands who did something, again, a horrific, what you could call a massacre. So our prayers are with the people of the Denver, Colorado, Aurora area, the families involved, the victims involved as well. And let me ask all of you to pray as well, because the American Center for Law and Justice, we do believe prayer is powerful. We believe prayer can have an impact and does have an impact on people, whether that's in a way of comforting those, and I know people will appreciate that, and I encourage you to do so. We will take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and we are going to talk about what the ACLJ is doing. We want to acknowledge what's happened, and we want to continue to update you about what we're doing. This case involving the Montana Jesus statue is heating up, the World War II memorial. It's heating up because Freedom From Religion Foundation lost round one at the administrative level. They didn't like the fact that we submitted over 70,000 comments to the Forest Service, which they mention now in their federal court brief, because we're in round two and they're suing because the Forest Service decided, after reversing course and saying they were going to tear down the statue and not renew the lease, they said, you know what? We're okay with this after the public comment period, because the people wanted to keep it. Freedom From Religion Foundation doesn't care what you think. They want this statue gone. They filed a brief in federal court. They mention us by name, the American Center for Law and Justice, and you, our supporters. They talk about the 70,000 ACLJ submissions in their federal court brief. I want you to understand, folks, why when I ask you, why when I say, please call, join our briefs, make sure you're part of the comments that go into the Forest Service. All of that has a real impact. Let me read from you the Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit. Advocates of the religious shrine then responded zealously to the Forest Service's request for public comment with the American Center for Law and Justice, a conservative Christian advocacy organization, submitting more than 70,000 names of supporters. They do not say how many names they submitted, but we know it's under 10,000, and we know that Congressman Rayburg submitted an additional 10,000 in support. That would be 80,000 on our side, less than 10 on theirs. What I am asking you today, because they've gone to federal court now, so it's not a comment period anymore, this is a federal court case, I know that the Freedom From Religion Foundation, at least that's what they report, so I'm not trying to make up numbers for them, and if it's an old number, that's their own fault for not updating it online and in the sources. They say they have 17,500 members. I want to have more than that on our brief by the end of this weekend. So after our weekend shows airs on Jay Secchio Live, the Jordan Secchio Show, which is coming up next, I want to have more than 17,500. I want to hit at least 17,501. And I know we can get to 150,000 people before we're said and done here on the brief. But I want to send a clear message. I want to be able to come on the broadcast Monday and tell you that we have more people on our brief already than they have members. Than if they put together everyone on their membership roll in the country, they could not have more because we have done that in just 3 days. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you want to add your name to this brief, it's absolutely free. This number is toll-free. It doesn't cost you anything, folks. It takes you a couple minutes. And they mention it in the brief, the power of these numbers, the 70,000 names in support of the American Center for Law and Justice, 70,000 comments we put together. We can't do that if you don't pick up your phone. We need you here. You can help save the Montana Jesus statue that has been there as a World War II memorial since 1953. For those veterans like Arnie Funk who are still there, still with us, who tell us about how important this memorial is, 91 years old, he said, if they tear it down, it's like tearing me down. This is about our history. It's about our Judeo-Christian heritage. Will you, folks, will you take a stand here and add your name to this brief? Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call 877-989-2255. Please do so today so we hit that 17,501. Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, is in the studio with me. And Than, it's an important number to hit, and we know we can do this. We've seen the Freedom From Religion Foundation's numbers. We know what they report, and we know how many people are listening now. And even on a tough day like this, where we've got this really tragic news, we know that if people pick up the phone for a couple of minutes, we will have more than the Freedom From Religion Foundation has members by Sunday.
We absolutely will, Jordan, and there's an important reason that we focus so much on engagement because, you know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, really their whole goal behind these suits is to try to intimidate, to try to get localities and communities to stand down without really a fight. I mean, they know if we take them to court, if we engage, if we respond, we usually beat them. Not always. They have had some success, but they don't actually want to fight this one in court. That's why they tried to win it with the comment period. We fought back. ACLJ members engaged. I know the temptation when you look at some of these ridiculous claims is to say, well, that's so far-fetched. We don't even have to fight back. That couldn't be further from the truth. Our members' engagement, Jordan, really is the key to beating challenges like these back.
Absolutely, folks. Let me encourage you to add your name to this brief today. Let's make sure we have more people on our brief than they've got members at the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We're going to take some phone calls now. If you hang on, folks, we'll be taking your calls on the Jordan Sekulow Show as well. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us there. Let's take one now.
Jordan, let's go to Ike. He's calling from Maryland on line two. Ike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for what you people do, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you.
It is real quick that the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they are absolutely right when they say there's nothing that fails like prayer. If you're not praying to Jesus Christ, then that's true. So,
well, I think, James, I agree with you on that. I mean, when you say nothing fails like prayer, it's an easy comment to make when you don't pray at all. When you don't understand that no can be an answer, that things don't always work out the way that you want or hope for, and that doesn't mean that prayer's not working and that God doesn't hear you and that it doesn't respond and there's no response just because you don't get the answer they want. But these are secular humanists. It's all about them. It's all about what I want now. And right now, they want this Jesus statue down. That's their goal. Their goal is to start with the Jesus statue, and as they said, you can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes other religious people and atheists. Think about the implications of that for America. If you took down everything religious here, folks, not a lot of memorials left. I mean, not at all. The Bible verses have to be gone, right? Especially New Testament, Old Testament. What about this? What about that? What about the Quran? What about atheists? Always, what about atheists? So, again, folks, this is the message we want to send. Enough. They have 17,500 members. There are more people in one city listening to this show right now than that, and in a smaller city as well. I want to make sure by the end of this weekend we have 17,501 at least on our brief. We're going to get to 150,000, but you got to pick up the phone and call now, 877-989-2255. Please add your name to our brief. It takes 2 minutes. Call this number now, 877-989-2255. Defend the memorial.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.